Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1385. Visible translated text is as follows. Order to collect the reward, it was necessary for him to go right ahead and do what he, Craven, told him to do. And the said Albert McKnight admits that he was weak enough to follow said Craven's instructions and do what he was told by him. Defendant further shows that, on the trial, the defendant claimed an alibi and, as a part of his claim, introduced evidence showing that he left the pencil factory about 1 o'clock on April 26, took a streetcar to his home, where he arrived about 1:20, took dinner with his family, and left home for the factory at about 3 o'clock. That the state relied strongly on the testimony of the said Albert McKnight to break down the defendant's alleged claim of alibi, and that the said McKnight testified at the trial that between 1 and 2 o'clock on April 26th, he was at the home of the defendant and that the defendant came in close to 1:30 o'clock. That the defendant did not eat any dinner, stayed at home about 5 or 10 minutes, and then went out and caught a car. Defendant further shows that the evidence of Albert McKnight at the trial was also strongly relied on by the Solicitor General as corroborative of the affidavit of Manola McKnight, introduced by the state, said affidavit being known as State's Exhibit J, reference to which is here made, as is fully set forth herein. Defendant further shows that the state introduced in evidence an affidavit of Manola McKnight, obtained after her arrest and incarceration in the jail of Fulton County, as follows to wit. Sunday. Miss Lucille said to me beg that Frank did not rest so good Saturday night. She said he was drunk and would not let her sleep with him, and she said she slept on the floor, on the rug by the bed, because Mr. Frank was drinking. Miss Lucille said Sunday that Mr. Frank told her Saturday night that he was in trouble and that he did not know the reason why he would murder. He told his wife to get his pistol and let him kill himself. I heard Miss Lucille say that to Mrs. Begg, and it got away with Mrs. Begg mighty bad. She did not know what to think.